Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody, I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Tom Brady continuing to win the fight against time. The soon-to-be 44-year-old is coming off his seventh Super Bowl win, which he won playing with a bad knee. It's been 15 weeks since his surgery. Brady saying Wednesday the knee is feeling great.
It was a injury I dealt with really, you know, since last, you know, April, May. And, you know, I knew I would have to do something at the end of the year. And happy I did it. And it was probably, you know, something that was certainly needed to be done. And there's a great outcome. So I'm very happy about that. I feel I'll be able to do some different things this year than I was able to do last year.
Almost 8 months removed from the ankle injury that ended Dak Prescott's season, the Cowboys QB says he's fully healthy, he's moved on, and is ready to leave the injury in the past.
Never within the drill did I ever think about my leg or did I ever think that this was a part of a rehab rather than I'm pushing myself, and I've blocked that mentally. I've buried the injury, honestly, guys. You know what I mean? From the point of practice, from the point of just moving forward and going about my life, I've buried it. I've buried it mentally, and I think you guys and a lot of people around have to help me and bury it as well as we move forward.
Dak Prescott on the mend, but one of his favorite targets is having ankle issues of his own. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper may not be ready for the start of training camp due to what's not being called a major injury, but an irritation. The Packers, meanwhile, were back on the field Wednesday for mandatory minicamp minus one MVP. Earlier today, Jordan Love was asked about his mindset amid the uncertainty of the Aaron Rodgers holdout.
My mindset this whole offseason has been to get ready and get myself ready, and that's been my mindset since I got here. And you know, whether Aaron was here or not here, that's going to be my mindset regardless, because I have to get myself ready to play and be able to, you know, go out there and take charge of the team and be able to perform at a high level.
Daniel Jones is entering his third season as the Giants QB. Many consider this to be a make or break year for him, but Jones doesn't see it that way.
I'm not sure I necessarily think of it that way. I think, you know, right now my focus is on what I can do to improve, and I think that making sure that I'm improving every day and getting the offense in a position to go into training camp prepared and prepared to start the season. So I think that's my focus now. That there's we've all got to perform. This is the NFL, and you're expected to perform at a certain level.
Will it be Winston or Hill at QB for the Saints week one? That is the biggest storyline in New Orleans as minicamp is underway. Head coach Sean Payton is on record saying they'll build the offense around whoever wins the starting job. And NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is also reporting Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley underwent minor foot surgery but should be fine for training camp. Falcons fans expecting a big year from Ridley without Julio Jones around. Well, that'll do it for me. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm Will Salt, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.